Halton Regional Council has approved its 2025 budget after much debate over increasing police funding by 14.3%, higher than the initially proposed 13.8%. While the motion ultimately passed, opinions among councillors were divided, with concerns ranging from fiscal responsibility to public safety. Halton Hills Councillor Clark Somerville, who moved the motion, argued that additional funding is essential to keeping Halton Police adequately staffed amid growing demands. Burlington Councillor Angelo Bentivegna, citing a rise in sophisticated and violent crime, added, "We don't want to catch up being behind." However, several councillors opposed the police budget hike. Oakville Councillor Kathy Dudek said the additional funding could create a false perception among residents that it guarantees more visible neighborhood patrols. She also pointed to financial pressures on taxpayers and the responsibility of federal and provincial governments to contribute more toward critical services. "We backstop and we offset costs constantly at Halton Region, whether it's healthcare, whether it's housing, police, it's got to stop. They've got to come to the table with the money," Dudek said. Burlington Mayor Marianne Mead Ward called for upstream solutions, such as mental health support and affordable housing instead of more policing. "We cannot arrest our way out of social issues," she said, advocating for reallocation of funds to preventive services. Halton Hills Mayor Ann Lawler added that the police department is already performing exceptionally well, referencing the region's status as Canada's safest large community. She cautioned against further burdening taxpayers amid rising food bank usage and unemployment. The increase, which adds about $1 million to the initial ask, brings the total police operating budget to $233 million. The funding will support the hiring of an additional 12 frontline officers, for a total of 38 new officers, along with 21 civilian positions. "Will that translate into more boots on the ground?" "Absolutely yes," said Milton Councillor Samira Ali, who sits on the Halton Police Board. Oakville Councillor Jeff Knoll, chair of the police board, defended the increase, explaining that most of the budget increase, 9.99%, reflects collective bargaining settlements, while only 2.4% accounts for the cost of additional staffing. While Halton remains the safest large community in Canada, a distinction it's held for almost 20 years, according to Statistics Canada, Knoll said there's been an uptick in crime since the pandemic. "It will help us solve more crimes. It will help us create a sense of security in the community. It will help us be proactive with youth. It'll help us be proactive with seniors. It'll help us be proactive with those who are otherwise vulnerable in our community," he said. The motion passed in a 15-9 vote. The combined impact of Halton's 2025 budget will result in a 6.2% increase in property taxes, comprising 2.3% for regional services and 12.3% for police services after assessment growth. This equates to a little over $18 more per $100,000 of the assessed value of your home.